Today the liturgy gives us, it has a bittersweet taste to it. It is sweet because we began lifting up these palm branches in joyful celebration and adoration to recognize the King, the only King. There is joy in that. These blessed palms signify or express our joyful attitude, our joyful celebration, that we recognize Christ as the King of Israel, the King of the world, the King of our lives. And by the way, even though I didn't make it all the way down to the to this area, if you don't get any water on your palms, they are blessed. So don't worry, they all have been blessed. So the sweet flavor, once again, taste, is the joyful celebration. But it is also bitter because the second part that we just heard, meditating on the passion of our Lord, the cruelty, the way he died, and everything that he had to go through just for you, just because of you and because of me, to bring us to himself. The beginning, the lifting up of the palm branches, the joyful celebration, signifies the heavenly Jerusalem. It is telling us about where we're going. Where are we heading to? Lifting up the palm branches, we are heading to the heavenly Jerusalem to be with the King, in which where we'll be lifting up the branches for all eternity to glorify him in heaven. The passion signifies the way, how we're going to do that. We're going to be in the heavenly Jerusalem glorifying our Lord and participating of this joy, of this celebration for all eternity, only if we want to walk with him, only if we take the cross, only if we embrace the suffering. Therefore, the second part, the passion, that's the how we do it. The first, at the beginning, at the entrance of the church, it is the definition of what is going to happen. The passion is the how. In order for all of us to be in the eternal life, in the joyful celebration with our Lord, we must and we better carry the cross. Today we ask for the grace to lift up not only this blessed palm branch, but that we may be given the grace to lift up our hearts in prayer, in adoration, in thanksgiving, because our Lord is going to lay his life down to save us, to bring us to himself. Lifting up the branch, we heard the people were shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. And by the way, the word Hosanna means liberate us, rescue us, save us. So once again, as we lift up our heart, we turn to our Lord and ask him, beg him. We're begging, we're praying so that we may be saved. We lift up our hearts asking him, begging him to save us from sin, from death, from slavery to sin, that he may rescue us, that he may bring us to himself. That's what we're doing. So it is not just about lifting up the palm branches. The challenge is, are you willing to lift up your cross as well and allow Jesus to transform it into something greater? This is the triumphal entry of Jesus into his city, Jerusalem. But then at the end, we will celebrate his triumphal victory in which he will conquer death and sin. We no longer have to be enslaved by sin. And if we are, that's our choice. It doesn't have to be that way, because God in Jesus Christ has made salvation available. If you need to go to confession, go to confession. Get the grace. whatever we need to remain with him faithful. The week that we're about to enter to, it is holy. It is called Holy Week because the Holy One, the Son of Man, makes it holy, because he is the one that makes salvation available. Through him, holiness is attained. That's why it's Holy Week. How can you make this Holy Week holy? It is already holy because Jesus has holified it. I don't know if that's a word, but I just made it. He has made it holy. But how can I make it holy? My dear friends in Christ, I invite all of you throughout this week to increase prayer, silence, and meditation, especially to read again, and not just read it, meditate it, the passion we just heard. And put yourself in it. Which one of the characters are you? Peter, James, and John were too tired. They needed to rest. They could not keep watch with Christ. Oftentimes, that's you and me. I'm too tired to pray. I'm too tired to encourage a brother or a sister. I'm too tired to go the extra mile when it comes to do some charity. I'm too tired. Am I willing to remain with God? How can I make this week holy? Stay with the Lord. Remain faithful with the Lord. Pray with the Lord. Remain with him. Accompany the Lord. Which one am I? Which one of the characters described in the Passion narrative? Am I Simon of Cyrene, helping our Lord to carry his cross? And how do I do that? By carrying my own cross. Whatever I'm dealing with, illness or suffering, I united to the suffering of our Lord and ask him to transform that into something greater, because there is no cross, there is no sin greater than our Lord. He is bigger than anything and than anyone. It is up to you and to me to allow him to transform us, to change us, to heal us, to save us, to rescue us. Who am I in the Passion narrative? Am I like Judas, who betrayed him, who said no to him? Every time we choose to sin and we choose to just hide from God or just tell God, leave me alone, I'm going to do it my way, I am Judas. I betray him. Who am I? As we approach this heavenly banquet, we ask this wonderful woman, and you know who that is, our Blessed Mother. I want to be like her in the Passion, and I hope you too. We want to be like our Blessed Mother, who always remained there, faithful and obedient. We ask for her intercession so that we may remain with her Son always. And as we approach this holy banquet, we ask for the grace so that just as we raised up these palms, just as we lifted these palms up, that we may be able to lift up our hearts in prayer so that we may remain with him, and that we may too tell him, our Lord, that we may be able to tell him, you are the King, Hosanna in the highest. Please stand. I believe in one God.